Monday, December 14th, 2020. O God, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
we praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Hymn. O come, O come, Emmanuel.
The darkness of this earth dispel.
Bring light and justice here below.
That we in paths of righteousness may go.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Emmanuel shall come to earth. Let love dispel all fear.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. We give you hearty thanks for the rest of the past night and for the gift of a new day with its opportunities of pleasing you. Grant that we may so pass its hours in the perfect freedom of your service, that at eventide we may again give thanks unto you. Amen.
Psalm 125. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time on and forevermore. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time on and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, so that the righteous might not stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But to those who turn aside to their own crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time on and forevermore.
Our word this morning comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and his powerful strength. Put on God's armor so that you can make a stand against the tricks of the devil. We aren't fighting against human enemies, but against rulers, authorities, forces of cosmic darkness, and spiritual powers of evil in the heavens. Therefore, pick up the full armor of God so that you can stand your ground on the evil day and after you have done everything possible to still stand. So stand with the belt of truth around your waist, justice as your breastplate, and put shoes on your feet so that you are ready to spread the good news of peace. Above all, carry the shield of faith so that you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. mercy among our ancestors, and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
In commemoration, John of the Cross. Juan de Epes was born into poverty on June 24, 1542, at Fontiveros near Avila, Spain. He was educated by the Jesuits at Medina del Campo, where he worked as a nurse to support himself, and later went to the University of Salamanca as a novice of the Caust, Carmelite order. At Salamanca, he studied theology and was ordained a priest in 1567. He became active in the reforms of the Carmelite order led by Teresa of Avila, and in 1568 became one of the first two men to become discalced Carmelite friars. To show his dedication to the ideals of the Teresian reform, he took the name Juan de la Cruz. John became a leader in the reform movement and held important positions within the reformed order. In December of 1577, the reform was halted and John was arrested by his fellow Carmelites. When he refused to renounce the reform, he was held in solitary confinement for 9 months. He escaped, however, and migrated to a reformed monastery in southern Spain. He died in obscurity on this date in 1591 at Ubide in Andalusia. Collect for John of the Cross. O God, by whose grace your servant, John of the Cross, kindled with the flame of your love, became a burning and shining light in your church, grant that we also may be aflame with the spirit of love and discipline, and walk before you as children of light, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
For health of body and soul. For those we have lifted up today, may God the Father bless you. God the Son heal you. God the Holy Spirit give you strength. May God, the Holy and Undivided Trinity, guard your body, save your soul, and bring you safely to his heavenly country, where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
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 Prayer for those who live alone. Almighty God, whose Son had nowhere to lay his head, grant that those who live alone may not be lonely in their solitude, but that following in his steps, they may find fulfillment in loving you and their neighbors. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
prayer attributed to St. Francis. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to become consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is giving that we receive, it is parting that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
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 Colic of the week. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
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 Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Amen.
Amen. Amen.